Blog Talk Radio.
I've been doing a lot of businesses, like type stuff, man. Y'all all right? I'm glad to see y'all in a happy mood today.
Oh, we're in a great mood. We're talking about it today.
We're talking about it tonight.
This is a topic that was highly requested from some of our viewers that wants to talk about questions that they should ask within this day and age when they're dating out in the dating scene. So we came up with a few questions. We have a few people on the line that going to tell us questions, whether you're heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual. Some of these questions are relevant to you and your dating life for this, to find out if this person should be a person that you continue a long-term relationship.
Right.
Like with today, what's going on today in social media, back in our days before we started doing certain things, we didn't have the social media to influence us. But nowadays we have social media where people could go on and look at some of their profile. But, you know, to me, you know, Facebook is one big lie. You know, some people put on Facebook certain things, and basically that's not really how they living. You know what I'm saying? But it's
true.
Still out Instagram and all of that, but it still can tell a little bit of what you're doing, if this is the type of person I should be with, depending on their topic of communication or what even they posting on there. Is that type of person you want to deal with and have it. So, and on and on.
And also, we have a lot of tweets that we're going to go through tonight. We have a lot of our viewers that sent some tweets, and which leads for me to let you know, Mel, that there is going to be a guest co-host tonight, because he has a lot of questions on our Twitter page, and we got Mr. Expo. He has a lot of questions. And here we go. So we got Mr. Expo Dion on the phone, on the line tonight.
What time is it, Dion? I guess it's turn-up time.
That's right. Okay. Don't guess about it. It ain't turn-up time.
Don't talk about it. Let's be about it.
That's right.
Before we start, I'm going to say this to Mayor. Mayor, I ain't with that bullshit tonight. Don't come at me. I ain't going to come at you, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Man, look here. Look, I'm the host on here now. This is how we gonna rock. You can have your input, but we gonna rock how we gonna rock. This is my nigga though.
I see it's already starting out fun. I figured we would have a good time tonight, all four of us.
Okay. And like I said, this topic was highly requested from some of our viewers, because they have questions. We've talked to some of our friends, and they're finding it hard to date in today's sense. A lot of our single friends find it hard to date, and they have questions that some of the stuff they didn't have before are coming up now. So we want to kind of go over some of the stuff. Want to have like people and different people talk about how they would ask questions, or how they you know, we do as a single person in today's society. Because, you know, most people have a Facebook account, an Instagram account, but what about the people who don't have one? Because you can't judge them, because I've met people who say, I don't do social media because it's too much. You know, how did you judge them? What questions you have to ask them? Or even questions you have to ask
lying.
People. Everybody don't do social media. Some people stay away from it.
Yeah, they do.
I've met people who just absolutely don't believe in it and think that it's ridiculous, and they just feel like that's not something they're going to get into
Listen. It be some people that they be talking about, I ain't got no Facebook, I ain't got no. But get what they be doing, though. They be going on their homegirls
like,
or their best friend page. You know what I'm saying? They friends show them what's going on the social media pages. So that's what they really don't want now. But they intend on listening to what their homegirls or their homeboy tell them and be like, girl, you ought to see what happened on Facebook today. And they be like, let me see. So they really got a Facebook page, but they're not valid enough to even, you know, have an account because they don't want to do it. They sneaky like that.
Okay, and that's cool, but those are still the people who you have to get more detail about because they don't want one for themselves because they feel like it's just too much going on social media to even want to attack that.
Right. Well, throughout the show, I do have an article, which 30 important questions to ask before we commit in a relationship.
Have mercy.
Oh, this article is from Bea Winston. What? Why you always say that when I come up with these articles?
Because I'm trying to figure out where these people are validated from. Are these people, So you have 30 opinions.
And that's all a lot of this stuff is opinion, because even now the things that we're talking about, it's our opinion as
facts.
Well.
I have facts.
And your facts always turn out to be opinions, just like I.
My facts always turn out to be right, man. Y'all be hating on me, man.
I won.
I love y'all, but y'all be hating on me.
You better listen up today. Listen up.
I'm going to listen.
Man, let me win. Get it started. They get this thing started. I want to know what it is about these questions. I'm ready. Yep.
Right. I'm on your page right now, Dion.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's get it.
Okay, before we get started, let's go ahead with us, since most of us are single out here. And, you know, how do you feel about what some of the stuff that you ask a woman, male, in today's world, since you're not married? What do you get? What kind of questions do you ask other than the norm? How many kids?
And you know what? And I'm glad you asked that question, T-Bone, because we actually did get a tweet this morning about that, and that goes to, and it's Sydney from Chicago, and she wants actually to know, Dion and Mel, what do you look for, and what are you both looking for in a woman? So either one of y'all, Mel, you go first, and then after you, Dion, go ahead. And this is from Sydney from Chicago. So let's give Sydney a shout out.
What's up, Sydney? From Chicago. My thing is, like, what I'm looking for in a woman is more adjacent to what I look for in myself. If she don't have, like, some of the qualities I have in myself, I really ain't checking for her, because I need spontaneity. I need drive. I need excellence. I need some type of motivational type of, and I need elegance. And I don't need her to be stuck on stupid. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, I like my woman to wear heels. That's a purpose. That's a purpose for me. If I take you out on a date, you need to be in heels. That's just a plus for me, because a grown man gonna want that woman in heels. And she can't take pride in wearing heels, and she wanna wear Jordans all the time. She ain't for me. So, you know, other than that, you know, I'm really simple when it comes to what I want.
For Dion, I gotta have somebody who wanna grow. Like, every year she still wanna grow. Somebody who wanna try to build an empire. I want somebody who on the same page I am. I'm hungry. So that means I need somebody that's driven. I need somebody who loves kids. I need somebody who, you know what I'm saying, willing to be open-minded. And she got to love my mama. She don't love my mama. I ain't going to love her, period. Somebody who ain't disrespectful.
Well, my mama gonna tell me off top if I ever let her meet my mama.
One of the biggest things, Dion, I like that what you said. One of the biggest thing is I think they should love their mama.
Right.
Because that tells you a lot. How they treat their mama, that tells you how they'll treat you.
Right.
I really want to see how she interact with her kids. A lot of people don't even like they don't even have to deal with their kids. They got so many kids that sometimes the kids stay with their mama. I just want somebody who got their stuff together, really. Because you ain't got your stuff together, and that means you ain't ready for a relationship either. That means you ain't driven. That means you still missing a piece, different pieces out your life. So I want somebody with all the pieces in their life and they're driven. So. You know what I'm saying? It ain't simple. Mine ain't simple, because we got to deal.
That's the key. He right. That's the key. You got to be driven, and you got to have some type of motivation. I don't like a lazy female, because I ain't lazy. I don't really be sleeping, man. Folks think I really be sleeping. I get cat naps. You know what I'm saying? I wake up thinking about trying to better myself and try to build an empire with myself. You know what I'm saying? But if she's capable of having some type of input on my lifestyle, I'm more than open to that. But if she just lazy, sitting around, like, want to go shopping and want to stand in line for Jordans and all of that type of stuff, she can stay where she at, basically.
All right. Well, thank you. We're going to take a caller right now on the line. Alonzo?
Yeah, this is Alonzo.
What's up, Alonzo?
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's up to the group? What's going on? So, what is it just a single man question, or it could be anybody question?
It could be anybody question. Some of the questions you would ask a woman when you first dating them, because you know, to me at a certain age, Alonzo, it's time to wean out some of the bad. People might be like, I asked this question to a guy I went on a first date with. I don't have any kids of my own, but I was like, I asked him, I said, do you want kids? And because to me, I was like, don't waste my time. It don't make no sense for us to keep going on. I'm not saying we're going to have kids right away, but in the future, if you don't want no kids, I don't want you to waste my time, and I don't want to waste your time, because I do want at least one.
I can feel that. Oh, yeah, but see, the main thing with a real man, really looking for is a strong black woman. You know, a woman who could get out and do everything on her own. And if a man come along and won't give her a helping hand, well, the whole, that's just a bonus. But I don't think now a woman should never have to depend on a man. Now, always depend on yourself.
True.
Because, see, a man, I'm a man, speaking from experience, a man will tell a lady anything she wants to hear, just to get what they want to get. So a strong woman got to be able to look past that. You know what I mean? Fuck that. Don't sit around and wait for your man to take care of you. Go to school. Get your own education. Get your own career.
Let me ask you this, because somebody asked, a guy asked me this one time. We went on a date. He asked me how was my credit score. You think that's a good question to ask?
Oh, yeah. That's a real good question to ask, especially if y'all trying to have a future or something like that together, because, you know, if that's not your credit going to affect him also. If y'all want to get a house, you want to get a car, you know, all that come apart.
That being married, though, if you married, I'm worried about your credit score, because I got to deal with what life's going to throw at us. But if I'm single and I'm out venturing, I ain't going to ask you that.
Even if you ain't married, looking at somebody's credit score can also kind of tell you a little bit about this person, whether or not they're responsible, whether or not they take care of their business. You know, you get out here,
well,
you want to buy
listen,
stuff.
Listen, Lonzo, the thing about that is, you know, some people if your credit score kind of fucked up, you got to think about it. Your mom and them could have been putting stuff in your name or anything, man. That's the way it was. You know, like, we black.
You know what I'm saying?
I know.
You
know, we black, yeah. You know, I know that.
You made a mistake. You got you might have got a dealer credit card somewhere,
everybody
a Mason credit card.
Everybody's
you know?
Credit clears off after 7 years. After 7 years,
that's
years,
right.
That's something's come off your credit. So
that's what the
you,
IRS be saying.
Go
try to get out. You're still on now.
But you know,
if your mama puts your light bill in your name at 7 years old, at 30-something years old, that should have been cleared off your credit by now because it's past the 7 year mark
on
the credit.
Besides,
and then you got to jump on the opportunities that people giving you right now to help you get your credit back right. Don't live your life with bad credit because you'll never know. You
well,
need
so,
credit
so,
in this
so,
world.
So why judge a woman?
No, it ain't a point about judging a woman. It's a point that just knowing about her responsibility, whether or not she take care of responsibility. You trying to see what somebody's like.
Man, it's a lot of men with bad credit that still take care of their responsibility, man. You just life just throws you a curveball.
But you gotta get that fixed. Guess what? If you get out there and your car break down, right, what you gonna do? You gonna fix it, right? Because you know you need to get around. So you gonna get out there and fix it. So that's what you gonna do for your credit. You know you wanna buy a house. You know you want to get your car
okay.
with some low interest, right?
I totally understand that. So
yeah,
why answer
now.
That question?
Now. Sound like a
long
ago one.
They're going to throw your date all the way out. If I take a girl on the date, I ain't going to be like, hey, baby, what's your credit score?
Over dinner.
I don't got to be in the first date, but if you know that you planning on that you want to get to know this lady, better, it's certain things you need to know about her, and it's certain things she need to know about you. In my opinion, that's one of them. If I'm dating you and I feel like I want to try to have a future with you, hell yeah, I want to know what kind of credit you got. We need to go and try to fix this before we go in the fall. We ain't fixing it on the first date.
Like that, those type of questions should be asked months down the line. She said she ain't talking about the first date.
You ask somebody who are potentially a mate for you, somebody who you feel okay, I'm feeling her, I'm feeling him.
So when do you know that it's a person that is potentially a mate for you? How many dates in, or do you feel like that person is a potential mate for you?
I mean, everybody's different.
Some people it'd be the first date. Some people be love at first sight. Some people be a month. Some people might take a whole year. But whatever that time that come to you, and then that's when you need to get on your job and find out what's going on with them. For their credit.
And how many kids they have. My thing is, I'm not worried about
how many kids you got, and I'm not worried about your credit score. If I just met you, it's going to be a long time before I ask you that.
See, what you keep on saying the first date. It ain't all about the first date. How many dates is this going to take, Alonzo?
Well, he can't pinpoint that. I don't think that's something he can pinpoint. I think that's all on the individual.
You can't even pinpoint it. It's the fact that still remains.
You have to know where you at, and if that's something you want to discuss on the first date, then yeah, discuss it on the first date. That's why some of y'all be single, and that's fine. But see, in my opinion, I'd rather be single and then unhappy because I don't came into a relationship that ain't gonna work anyway because of certain things that's going on and certain questions.
How you know it won't work? How you know you can't build that person nothing? How you know you can't make that person and give them the motivation for them to be able to do all of that?
But see, you ain't no better give them the motivation unless you know what's going on. If you don't know their credit score, if you don't know how many kids they got, then how you going to get them motivation? Because you don't know what's going on.
That type of shit come along with conversation. So we having a regular conversation and we talking
not,
over
not,
dinner.
Not, not
that type of stuff would come into play. Well, I don't know about
y'all's date conversation.
What's your typical date conversation?
We don't want to spend too much time on the credit score because we do have other questions that We should ask them. Let read off one or two of these questions while we go ahead, while we on it.
Okay.
Okay, shoot.
I'm gonna read a couple of them off. What models did you have for loving relationships when you were growing up?
Yeah, your role models.
So what, like, role models?
Your parents.
Your parents. Grandparents.
Oh, yeah.
What did you...
Well, I'm a...
What did, go ahead.
Well, for as far as me, I'm going to say my grandparents and parents, because, you know, my grandparents stayed married from a young age until they died. And, you know, my mom's still married. And that's just like go forth to me. I'm married, and I've been married with my wife ever since. I've been with her since school, and we've been married now 17 years.
That's
so, you know,
good.
Okay.
All you had to do is get on my Facebook page, and you'll see that everything I'm telling you will be 100% real.
Okay, which leads to the next one. What did you learn from them, and what did you learn from those that weren't healthy? What did you learn about self-love? How was
that's important?
Yeah,
self-love is very important.
If you don't love,
yeah, you gotta know yourself. I say that all the time.
Love nobody else.
I say that all the time.
You won't never love nobody else without loving yourself. That's the first thing. That's the first.
Okay, how was love expressed in your childhood? If you were a survivor of abuse, how have you done your healing work? If addiction was present in your family, how has it impacted on you? Which actually leads to a tweet question that I'm glad I read that one, because this comes from this is for Dion, and this particular question, this comes from Nancy, and Nancy is from Fort Lauderdale. She wants to know, basically, Dion, she's a listener of your show, and she wants to know how did by going through what you went through as a child, has that had any impact on your future relationship?
Yeah.
You don't have to go too much. You don't have to go into detail.
I know. But it, like, for the past year, yeah, like the type of girls that I'm like used to, you know what I'm saying, that had changed a lot. So it just did. I'm dealing with different situations and trying to grow. So yeah, it did. But it made me more sensitive and more aware to a woman's needs, because, you know what I'm saying, how a woman can be vulnerable and taking advantage of all the time. So, yeah, it made me more, you know what I'm saying, my eye open, and made me more sensitive to a woman needs. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Alonzo. Thank you.
Alonzo, we want to thank you for calling in and your time. You were very informative.
You won today.
Okay,
I appreciate that. First day that I win, but I'll tune be with y'all every Tuesday. And I'll be ready for any question you want to answer. I got you.
He ain't want it.
Okay, so you part of the Turn Up family. That's what's up. Thank you.
We love you.
We love you, Lonzo. Thank you for tuning in.
Okay. All right, Lonzo.
Now let's hear from a woman's perspective. We definitely would like
to hear that. Oh, Lord.
Wait, what you mean, oh, Lord, ma'am?
Because. Let's hit a woman's perspective. We ain't finna get into it. While you sitting over there with your little sundress on, you think everything got all gravy.
Well, we ain't ready. Well, Lonzo just gonna shut y'all down, so we about to hear from Yo-Yo. Get in there,
Yo-Yo.
What's up, Yo-Yo? Thanks for calling in.
How y'all doing?
All right. Now, we want to hear from a woman's perspective. We talked to Alonzo.
Y'all really like that. Y'all really get the vibe of me being shut down and being excited. Dion.
Yeah,
man, you hear no, dog. You hear no.
Man, you got to grind on your own.
Yo-Yo.
Yes.
How you doing, Yo-Yo?
Yo-Yo in the house.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can't play with my yo-yo. Let's talk about some of the stuff as a single woman, some of the questions you ask and some of the stuff you go through as a single woman. Because, you know, I'm a single woman as well. Some of these guys can be a little disrespectful, you know, and females, too. I know they can be disrespectful, too, and carry themselves a certain way. Now, tell us some of the stuff that you've gone through or some of the questions that you feel like is prominent to ask a man before you get into a serious relationship with them.
Well, I'm not going to say get back on the credit aspect, but I think knowing, you know, their goals, short-term, long-term goals, that plays a factor in any, you know, beginning relationship, because if they feel like they're not going to go anywhere, then why would you start and they don't have no ambition to want to do anything, so no need to go on to the next level.
Right.
Me as a independent single woman, sometimes I feel like sometimes men are intimidated by me because I'm not going to say I really don't need a man, but I mostly hold everything down on my own. I can basically do the same thing.
How independent are you?
Independent. Okay, own house, own car, pay my own bills. I have a business. What else do you want to go? I don't have a whole lot of baby kids. I have one son, which is grown. So that shows a lot.
Can you have sex with yourself?
You certainly can. They sell dildos.
All right.
And sometimes you might get a nut better than
you
can with a man.
You don't want no dildo. But,
explore yourself.
Learn your body first. Mayor, go
hey,
sit
like,
down.
Hey, you might need to explore yourself.
Hello.
So you be able to know what
Hello.
You need from that other person.
Self and love. We hear you, Dion.
Go ahead, Dion. Go.
I want to touch on the independent stuff. Like, that independent stuff again, the way with women and men is out too much. Like, when a woman should not be independent because God made two with a woman and a man to be together, and a man supposed to support a woman through her bad time, her good time. So I just don't know that independent is good, but a woman and a man need each other, like, for love, support, and, you know what I'm saying, just make a fire nation. Like, that independent stuff, it good, but it ain't good because it make a woman too strong and too independent and too, like, self-strong. You don't know how to play her position. Like, a woman needs to be a woman, and a man needs to be a man. See, when you get with a strong woman, it get away with her ego. Like, a man should be a man. That's why these men are so lazy now. That's why they looking for so many independent women, because they lazy. You got a whole bunch of lazy men. They can't pay no bills.
Right.
They can't do these things because it's
right.
Women. It's taking up too much slack. It's too many independent women out here. We need women. I don't need no independent women.
Okay, well, hold that thought, Dion, because not only independent women, but you have on the vice versa, you have women that also take care of men. So they make it where when you do meet someone, they're looking for you to do the same thing versus as an independent woman ain't even going to go that route with you. You're either going to have
you
your own
but,
where
but
you,
you can
where
be
you
manipulated.
Can be able to join together.
You can be manipulated. Because when you meet somebody with the gift of gab, I don't care what you got or how independent you is, somebody with the gift of gab can talk you out of everything you own and be right up under you and you not even know it. A man can come lay up under you. It can be a reason. You just might like his style. You might like something about him. He turn you on. He do any of that. All your independentness go out the door. Once he put the gift of gab on you, next thing you know, you end up paying all these bills, and he dropping you off at work and everything.
Well, see, one thing about
that's
me, gift of gab,
that you don't
Georgia Power don't want to hear anything about you got a nut. They want to know when you going to pay this light bill. Your light bill is $300, and that nut going to be able to pay that light bill. No, it's
that
not.
It ain't the fact of it, because it's a lot of men that can portray to be what you want them to be. That's where the gift and gap come in. I can relay a lot of messages to you to make you feel like you everything in the world, and at the end of the day, you being fooled.
But your action, it's a verb. Your actions speak louder than words. So if your actions ain't showing nothing, then
you
ain't got trouble.
You can be blinded.
Yeah. How you be blinded? You ain't in love with that person. And let's go on this sexual thing because I know for me, an independent, I'm not going to just sit up here and just have sex with you out the bag. That is not me.
How you know you ain't gonna have sex off the bat? If I just wanna have sex with that person, that's all it gonna be, because I have to know that person ain't no good and that's all it gonna be the same thing.
But if it's something that I want to go to the next level with that person or whatever, there's no need for me to be even engaging in that.
When it boils down to it, how do you know? If I'm coming at you in the way that you want me to come at you, how would you know until you fucked? Or you being taken advantage of?
What I was trying to say is, I don't talk to an independent woman, and she'll make you run away. Don't matter how strong a man is, an independent woman will drive a man away. Like, she won't let a man be a man. That's my whole point. Like, it don't matter how much, like, I don't give a damn what the situation is. Like, I don't date a woman that, you know what I'm saying, she was a banker. She was on top of her thing. And when everywhere we went, she want to go on vacation. And she want to take me on vacation. She want to do this and do that. I left her. I went with
a girl who had less than me
just to make me feel like a man. So it's just a point. Okay, it's good about being independent, but I don't want nobody who won't let me be a man, too, at the same time. It's just my point.
Exactly.
Like,
and I don't care about
you
paying all your bills. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I want to be
a man. But that goes in place. If the woman is making more than a man, it shouldn't matter, because long as you have the same goal and you can better bring it to the table, you can still better pay what you got going on. It doesn't matter, and you still can pay your manly role.
And you can still do your manly duties.
You know, I'm not looking for no man to make no six figures. If I'm making six figures, why should I? You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's not gonna be up there on your level. But you do have to have some standards. You're not going to finish sitting up here, I'm making $100,000, and this nigga making $15,000. No, I ain't going to roll like that now. But if that meets me halfway,
you can be straight, by
$50,000, and they still got the same ambition, we can kind of be able to grow what we have going on, like grow into the business or whatnot.
You can still better do
your manly duties around the house, doing the chores, doing whatever you're supposed to do as your manly duties, and we still could be happy, because it doesn't matter about the money aspect sometimes, because you can have somebody, look at some of these celebrities, they got money. But look, they get divorces and everything else because they're not happy. You know, they get someone that's not a celebrity.
What does that further tell you by what you just said, by saying celebrities have all this money and they still getting divorced? The topic that we're talking about is dating. Trying to build into a relationship. And questions to ask. So the question that you ask yourself, you have to ask yourself questions before you even ask another grown person a question. You got to ask yourself before you get into any kind of situation with another person or another grown person. You have to ask them the same question that you got to ask yourself. If I can't ask myself this, I'm not going to ask you that.
That's right. In a woman, you got women these days, they on a lower level,
but they want something better than what they got going on because that's what they want. But you can't set your standards that high because you ain't on that level. So ask yourself, can you supply all of this for yourself without a man?
Yeah, right.
And that's true. I agree. So, I agree with that. But
so,
I think.
So,
I agree with that. You won. You won a little bit. You just won a little bit.
I always win, man. I'm a real dick.
Well, now you just had to redeem yourself. Okay, so we're going back to some of the questions. We're going to revert back to the article for a minute just to go over some of the questions. How do you want your relationship to mirror that of your parents, and how do you want it to differ? If someone disagrees with you, how do you face it? When things don't go the way you want, how do you handle disappointment?
Hold on, that's a big one to me.
When things are going bad,
how as a woman or a man do you handle it? Because it's gravy when everything is going good, but life has its obstacles, and that's not just for the person who will be there. That's also for the person who things are going bad for. In a previous relationship I had his financial situation went down. And he started being really nasty because his financial situation wasn't where it was. Started acting out, started doing certain things. Because you're not where you are need to be, you start throwing that on me, and you start making me feel stupid or me feel belittling me as a woman. And while I'm trying to help you, how would you handle a situation like that? Disappointment, because life is disappointing. Life has obstacles that's going to come in your way. Life is not always going to be straight.
But first, I think you need to have God. Family that stays together, pray together.
That's right. Read Proverbs.
I can agree with that,
and I also can talk about disappointment, because I have been married. I think I'm the only one on the show that has been married. I've been married, and my marriage was full of disappointments. I hadn't gotten that far, but I'll go ahead and kind of skip over to that about things that you're willing to accept, and that is control, a controlling person. I have dealt with a man that was controlling before. I have also dealt with a man with addiction, you know, with an addiction. So those are two things that I definitely can relate to. And I know that's something that I wouldn't want to revert back to. So now the qualities I'm looking for in a man, when I see a man drink more than two drinks, I start getting scared because, you know, you just never know, because I was married to an alcoholic. And I know how that took its toll on our household, how it took its toll on, you know, you can't.
Financially.
Yeah, financially, you know, alcohol can get expensive.
It is expensive.
You know, if that's something that you're doing every day, all day, you know, and I'm going to make it really brief, kind of go just a little bit into how my marriage was. It was kind of a long distance relationship for a while, because I live here in Atlanta and they live in Macon. But when you can tell those signs, and you know, and I knew. But you can't change a person, but you don't know it's as bad. I didn't realize it was as bad as it was until you live with this person. And now I can honestly say that when I start dating again, that's the first thing I start looking for. I need to look for those signs of substance abuse. And when I see you drinking more than two drinks at a time and keep going with it, that's a red flag. I know for a fact I need to keep you on the friend zone.
Mm.
So I definitely, and so that's what I had. Hold on, what now? Wait a minute, what he laughing at? What? I need to just slap
the hell out of him.
Really?
I'm looking at your sundress. That's all.
Oh, okay. It is short, ain't it?
Yeah.
Stick with it.
Y'all call y'all still provoking me tonight, but I ain't.
That's what we trying to do. Lowry told you.
Now, this question. This is one of the questions somebody tweeted and asked. one of the questions they should ask a man, are you married? Because some of these guys are married, but because some of these women are out here messing with them because they're married, they think it's okay for them to go around. They think everybody will accept that. So one of the questions I would ask are you married?
What if you are dating a married woman? What if you're dating a married woman and see? I'm gonna tell you what happened with me.
Okay.
I met a young lady and our conversations. She was young too at the same time, and that's what dumbfounded me, because the conversations we had were more on a level of two grown people. And we talked about the Bible, and we talked about reading, and we have Bible study and talk. And then when I read the Proverbs or whatever, I started realizing like I was committing adultery, and I needed to let that go, you know, because that was blocking my blessings. And now that I've let that go, I've found even if I'm not talking to the young lady that put me on that, I found myself in a better position that I am right now. You know what I'm saying? Because it put me where I need to be.
Well, that's good, man.
See, y'all always talking about that good. They always think I ain't shit.
Thank you. Okay.
But
okay. You know, we keep it 100 with you now. I'm not gonna tell you.
She's actually reading our top questions that we were tweeted when they wanted us to do this topic. Go ahead with one of the next, and we chose out of 20 questions. These were the top ones that people were asking about.
Now,
cool.
This question
cool.
came from a viewer to ask a man, or even a man to ask a woman. Ask a woman, have you ever been with the same sex partner before? A partner of the same sex. They ask that.
We keeping it real, man. This is TV. This is a radio show, man. We keeping it real.
Hey, with me? Yeah.
Hold that thought, Dion. The reason why I say hold that thought, because this is actually one. She's Sheena. She listened to your show, Sheena from L.A. And she was like, Dion, when you find a special woman, so it kind of intertwines with what T-Bone said. When you find a special woman, do you tell them that you've been involved in, with the opposite sex? I mean, with the same sex. And how does that female react? And she wanted us
okay.
to let you know, Dion, I listen to your show every week. I love the show. And this is Sheena from L.A.
And she's glad. She wanted. She also said she's glad that you're keeping it real.
I'm gonna be all the way blunt. Before it came out, the girls that I used to tell, they were cool with it. They were cool with it because it was a secret. Since it came out on the thing, everybody got their hands up and walking away from it. But you know what I'm saying? Before did she ever hit the F, yeah, they were getting down. Yeah, it was getting, you know what I'm saying, we getting to the gritty. And sometimes my girl get down with me. It's just the point that, you know what I'm saying, I would never tell their secret. And they never told my secret. And I still hold their secret till I die. Because, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of things that you're supposed to be honest and keep it. I'm a lawyer. So
if
I like you, I'm going to tell you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Ain't no secret about me because it's your decision. Just like when I do date a girl, my first thing is say, we can go to church or we can go get the AIDS test.
That's
another
top question. That was another top question to ask about the AIDS test. Let's go get this HIV test.
Hey,
when's the last time you did it? Glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
That was another question.
So I put my test on Facebook because everybody got the dilemma about this is a gay disease. About that straight. You know what I'm saying? So, if you know what I'm saying, just been living with this. I'm 36 years old, and everything I'm caught is from a woman. You know what I'm saying? It's just the point of how people can be ignorant to my situation. So I say they go get an AIDS test. I don't have nothing to hide, especially when I'm trying to build a relationship with a woman. I ain't got nothing to hide. I'm here. I'm on the table because I'm trying to build something serious. So I can't build nothing serious with a secret. So everybody have a secret. My secret just on the table. That's all.
Yeah.
You kept it real, dog. You kept it real. You know what I'm saying? That was up. You kept it real.
No. The only thing I hate is I have to relive my childhood with every girl I talk to. I have to relive my childhood. Now that shit fucked with me. It fucked with me a lot. I have to relive right. this shit, like my incident. Like I have to relive it. It like it opened up a womb every time I talk to a different person. So it's offensive. Yeah, but at the same time, I owe them. If I'm trying to build something, I owe her that. I owe her children that. Because I got to be around her children. So I owe her children that, and I owe her that. So, you know what I'm saying?
As long as you know that right there, dog, you all right with me. You know what I'm saying? As long as you know all of that, you all right with me. I don't never try to be offensive with you or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I might say anything. You know what I'm saying? Because you were ready to just be like get in fight mode, but you chose fight. You want to be in fight mode. But you know what? You kept it real. You know.
I got a question.
I felt the offensiveness.
I got a question.
Huh?
Go ahead, Yolanda.
okay. So hey, I got a question. Would you bounce back? Would you talk to females and men? Or if you try to be involved with somebody totally, you just only going to deal with females?
Hold on. I don't like nigga periods. You know what I'm saying? My situation, I deal with them, but I don't like niggas. I don't do all that. I won't go with a nigga period. Never do that. I ain't that kind of nigga. I'll beat a nigga up. After I get finna doing what I'm doing, you need to get the fuck away from me. Like, you don't need to be seeing him. Oh, nigga better get out the fuck out my way.
You like a black widow. Like,
yeah, really.
Kill a nigga after you kill your prey.
To be honest, Yolanda,
Yolanda, we thank you for being on the show tonight.
Thank you, Yolanda.
You won. You won tonight.
You won, Yolanda.
You won.
She won.
Come on,
man.
We love you,
Yolanda. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Yolanda. Nice meeting you.
You too.
You take it easy.
Okay, now let's read a couple more questions from our 30 questions. How do you express emotion, most especially anger? What was the best thing that ever happened in your life? What was the worst thing that ever happened in your life? And how do you deal with change?
That's a hard
change is inevitable. You know,
right.
Kinds of changes.
Right.
10 years ago, we didn't have social media. Now we have
social media.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no telling what's going to happen next year. You know what I'm saying? Things are changing. Times are changing. So we have to adjust to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though some of our parents or grandparents.
My thing is, as far as, like, me looking for a relationship, I'm starting to lean against Facebook or social media because I'm tending to see that it's not for me. So that's why y'all don't really see me posting too much on that or whatever. And then, you know, I've met people. I've met good people. And, you know, some people come back. But I don't really care to be on Facebook like that no more. You know, I try to be on there enough to promote my business or whatever. Exotic Plush Hair.
Go ahead.
What about these
dating sites? Because I've known people who we know a few people who gone on the dating sites and met somebody. Actually, one of my good girlfriends who I went to college with, she met her fiance on one of the dating sites. And like I said,
What Christian Mingle?
I think it was eHarmony. I'm not sure, but she tried to convince me to do it.
And I think that's just the worst thing you can do.
It's been
different stroke for different folks. Different stroke for different folks. You know what I'm saying? If you think online dating is cool, you know, to a certain extent, if you want to play,
if you want to play with somebody, you can do that. But, you know, there's some people on there that really don't want to be played with. And then you don't know these individuals because everybody on there trying to do the same thing. So
but you don't know the people
women
who
that
you meet. Like, if you meet somebody at Walmart, if you meet somebody at the bar, you don't know them either. You know,
it's a better chance for me if you ain't on no social network and I meet you, and you don't know I have a social network. We're gonna have a conversation, and our conversation is gonna consist of me wanting to know you, which results back to the questions you ask while you're dating. You ask I ask stuff like, "What's your favorite color?" or "What do you want out of life?" You know,
but,
I ask those
but,
type
but,
of questions.
Let,
I don't get in your personal business. I don't ask you how many kids you got and all that type of stuff.
Let's be real about it. Let's be real. Most of the time when you meet somebody out and about, one of the questions you ask them is, are you on Facebook or Instagram? Let me get your Facebook page. Let's be real about what we do.
You're right, but get what? I stopped doing it.
But let me say this. On the Internet, them people picture don't be them people. Because under the right light. I ain't fucking with no internet, period. Just like a drunk night. Like, I don't drink. So I'm at the club. I don't tuck some girl home. And then the next day, I'm like, man, God damn what I was looking at. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes in person, you can't really detect the two. So it ain't good. And plus,
yeah, he right, man. Dion, I'm right about that, man.
It too many horror stories. Because them girls be on goddamn, on them back pages and on E-Honey, they be having AIDS more time, and they trying to spread it to most niggas they can. So everything's a settle. If you ain't paying yourself precaution, your ass going to die in the world. You going to die in the world on the Internet.
But one of the things I do, Dion and Mel, as a woman, I never have someone pick me up from my home. If we on a first date, until I'm comfortable with them, I meet them at a mutual location. If they say, let's go out to eat, I meet them there. I don't do that.
Right.
Come to my
right.
house
that's,
and pick
that's,
me
that's,
up type
that's
thing
a,
no
that's
more
a typical
because
thing
that's
to
dangerous.
Do.
That's dangerous.
The way it's set up right now, you don't want nobody to be like, hey, come get me or come pick me up. Because
so,
it,
but
you don't know, you don't
know
these people.
That's my thing about the dating site. That's my whole thing about the dating site. If we meet up on the dating site and I say, let's meet at this certain location, you see them, like I said, one of my good girlfriends, she met her fiance on a dating site, and they've been together 3 years. They live together and everything. She said he the best thing that ever happened to her. And I was skeptical. I was skeptical about the dating site.
Shit happened.
It's just like hitting the lottery. Because somebody hit the lottery on me, you don't hit it. You can't compare your relationship with somebody else.
I'm trying to tell
you. That don't make you, no good percentage because she met somebody.
But it don't make it a,
you
but
might
it don't make it a bad
you might
neither.
Killed,
because just like you meet somebody in the bar and you be like, damn, let me take you home. And you wake up the next day and be like, damn, what the hell I was doing with her. It's a chance that sometimes you have to take, but you got to make sure you cautious with any chance you take as far as that. Let's go through some more of these questions. We only have about 5 minutes before the show ends.
I don't base myself in the club on somebody else's experience, though. I don't base that on nobody else's experience. I base it in the club because that's what I want to do, not because of somebody else's experience, though. I won't do nothing because somebody else did it. That ain't the way I roll. I'm a spirit like how I want to roll, not because somebody else did something and I want to do it. I'm not gonna do that because it's never a thing
because somebody else did it. Sometimes, and I've never met anybody on a social site. But sometimes you take chances like that. A lot of people are.
I'm gonna say this.
Go ahead.
I met you. I know both of y'all. Both of y'all are some sex ass women. If y'all can't meet a nigga out here in Walmart, church, or whatever, you don't need them. If you got to go on the site, if y'all two go on the site, have to meet a man, it's a problem. Now, you telling me I don't see y'all, so y'all have to go out here and find a man, I feel sorry for you. You know what I'm saying? So that means it's something in the world that needs to.
Well, yeah, we don't do sites, but I have talked to a guy that stated that he was on a website, you know, looking for women, which I thought he was lame for that. I never told him, but I did think he was super lame.
Yeah, you lame if you on that. You lame if you're praying on women.
To be on eHarmony and so all that stuff. And the reason, I mean, because really, you can't find a woman just, you know. Is he and that woman together? No, and that's why I haven't talked to him in a while, but I know he was lame, and I resort back to something that you don't know about. Well, you're right, but I don't think.
Well, it ain't gonna make no difference. My thing is, he's gonna resort back to
what
we're talking about today. Your dating has changed. To where you don't really have to ask a lot of those questions because people are social networking and they reading your page and they befriending you on your page and they seeing what you're talking about.
A lot of that stuff is a flop. I can go on Facebook right now and do a look back at it, and my inbox will be full, and I could be a drunk, I could be a crackhead.
They don't care about that. Only reason I talked to you because only thing I see was your outer appearance. I would never talk to you if I would never see your outer appearance. You never know nobody till you talk to them, period. I don't care how they look because that's going to be an attraction. That would attract me to you was your look. Then after that, because I could talk to you for a day or so and now I might not like you, but I'm attracted to you, so I'm going to speak to you. If I ain't, I'm going to walk past you. Attraction is the first thing you see in a person. Man or woman, that's the first thing we see in each other. So without being attracted, some people overlook a lot of things. I know I overlook a lot of girls because they ain't attracted or they ain't what I want to talk to. So that's all I got to say about that. You know what I'm saying? Attraction is the first thing you see in that person.
It's some unattractive guys out there that think they running stuff. I know because I tried dating an unattractive guy.
I think at a certain age,
that sometimes being cute ain't where to go. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you just have to find that person. Can you deal with my worst attribute? Can I deal with your worst attribute? Can we deal with it together together?
Never women. Basically, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Women look at that. Men don't look at that. Most men look at that. Nah, we ain't got no code. Men ain't got too many code. Long you thick, we straight.
Everybody don't want to thank women. Well, we had a great show tonight. I want to thank all of our guests that was on the show. And Dion, you were a great co-host tonight.
We appreciate
it. I appreciate it.
You're longer. All right, Dion, you're the dog, bro.
All right, bro.
Alonzo, you represented for the male. We appreciate you, but I hate to say it, Alonzo. But the ladies won.
I think Alonzo did real.
Alonzo did excellent for you guys though, but for us, me and T-Bone, we won tonight.
Y'all didn't want to say that. Come on, man. That man was talking about a goat. Whatever. Somebody wanted to hear what they talking about, man. What they talking about is irrelevant.
They already know
who
you are.
I see that, man. That's crazy.
We won.
The best thing we can say is, ladies, gentlemen, be safe out there. Wrap it up.
Definitely wrap it up.
And we love you all. Thank you for tuning in. Turn up.
I'm finna eat all these hot side donuts by myself.
We love you.
All right. Peace out, man.
Peace, man.
All right,
y'all take it easy, bro.
All right, man.
Already.